And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of Pearl S. Buck, born Hillsboro, West Virginia, 1892. Her parents were Christian missionaries in China. They came back to this country for the birth of the baby, but when she was 3 months old, they headed back to China. Her father, Absalom, was a fundamentalist Presbyterian. In the villages where he traveled to preach, he was the first white person the villagers had ever seen. He estimated that over the course of 10 years, he converted about 10 people to the faith. They were very poor. They lived in the city of Zhenchang. They lived in 3 crowded rooms in an apartment, one of the poorest sections of the city, a district full of prostitutes and drug addicts, got only a small stipend for their work as missionaries. And Absalom set about trying to translate the New Testament into Chinese. He spent 30 years working on it, edition after edition, revising to make it more perfect as the family slipped deeper and deeper into poverty. Chinese was the girl Pearl's first language. Her Chinese nurse told her bedtime stories about dragons and tree spirits. She wandered through the countryside and the city and the streets and the markets, watching puppet shows, eating Chinese food. She had blue eyes and blonde hair, but she didn't let that hold her back. She joined in local celebrations and funerals and parties. She taught knitting at a shelter for girls and women who'd worked as prostitutes, and the women told the young American girl all their stories of rape and abuse and violence. And then she came back to this country, to Randolph-Macon Women's College in Lynchburg, Virginia. She was a complete misfit. Graduated from college, went back to China, met an American agricultural economist, married him, John Buck, gave birth to a daughter. Things started to fall apart. Her daughter had a rare developmental disability. The political situation in China was very tense. The marriage fell apart. She moved back to this country with her 9-year-old daughter and put her into an institution in New Jersey. Pearl Buck did not have enough money to pay for the tuition, so she started writing. She wrote a novel called East Wind, West Wind, which did not sell well, and the following year she published The Good Earth. 1931 it came out. It was a huge bestseller. She won the Pulitzer Prize and a few years later the Nobel Prize in Literature. Pearl Buck said, "My earliest knowledge of story came to me in China. Story belongs to the people because their senses are unspoiled and their emotions are free." Here's a poem for today by Tennessee Williams entitled Clover. These are fragrant acres where evening comes long hours late, and the still unmoving air cools the fevered hands of fate. Meadows where the afternoon hangs suspended in a flower, and the moments of our doom drift upon a weightless hour. And we who thought that surely night would bring us triumph or defeat, only find that stars are white clover at our naked feet. A poem by Tennessee Williams, Clover, from the collected poems of Tennessee Williams, published by New Directions, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Goddard College, offering low residency education for adult learners since 1963. Now offering both bachelor's and master's degrees in Port Townsend and Seattle, Washington. Learn more at goddard.edu. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. Produced by Nick Vetter, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.